He thought Santa was the only fat guy in a hurry tonight. Whew. Oh, I'm in training, see? The Santa sprint is coming, and I got to be ready for it. Now, I know some of you like running. You know, you get out there, and you're like, oh, what a great way to relax. You know, you people are crazy. Now, admittedly, I do run, believe it or not, but the truth is my mouth runs a lot faster than my feet do, so. But truth is I'm getting ready for the Santa sprint. No, it's not a 5K or a marathon I'm planning to run. It's this run that I've been doing since I was a little kid. In fact, it used to not be a race at all. Well, not much of one. You see, when we were little kids, my brother and I, on Christmas Eve, we'd usually stay in the same room. And we'd try to sleep there, but, you know, that didn't work out so well. We were basically just staring at the clock all night waiting for that magical hour. You know what I'm talking about? The magical hour is different in every house, but in the one I grew up in, 7 o'clock. Some are like, wow, that's late. Some are like, that's really early. 7 o'clock. Still, girls, tomorrow, 7 o'clock. That's the way it works. And so it would be 6:58, 6:59, 7 o'clock. We would spring out of bed and run into my parents' room, jump on their bed, and wake them up. And then, well, then we had to wait again. Because my father would get up and he would put on his glasses and he had this routine that he would do every morning. Well, every Christmas morning. Which I'm pretty sure, in hindsight, he did it just to annoy us. But he would go into the kitchen, he would make a pot of coffee, and then he would walk down the driveway to get a newspaper. Now, for those of you who don't know, newspapers are these things they used to send people to people's houses that had the news in them. But anyway, then he would come in and make a fire in the fireplace. Now, again, people, some of you younger folks, a fireplace is not just one with a switch. They had to actually take logs and put them in there, paper, and light a fire. And so this would take, well, I think it took 3 days for all this to happen. And so long about December 28th, he would call to us. And that's when the Santa sprint happened. My brother and I would be like hockey players, just checking each other against the wall as we were running down the hallway to find the glorious gifts of Christmas. And we would run into the living room, and there they would be in all their glory with the shining wrapping paper and the bows that are just used to confuse people getting into presents. And it was just wonderful. And it's fitting, isn't it? Isn't it fitting that on Christmas morning we do a little bit more running? Because good gracious, I don't know about you, but it seems like that's what this season's really centered on lately, isn't it? We've been running since before Thanksgiving. Well, some of us wait until after Thanksgiving to start putting up decorations in our houses and you know, unpacking all these boxes that have been stored in our closets, in our attics, in our garages for the last year. And then we put all of that up, and then we're running to go shopping, and then we're running to parties, and we're running to get food, and then we're running to all the chorus concerts and the dance recitals, and then all the competitions that go all along, and then more parties and more shopping, and then there's rapping along the way, and then, oh, we probably ought to show up to work once or twice, and then there's we're going this way and that way and this way and that way, and we're just running all over the place. And that's what Christmas has become, isn't it? To the point that we're almost worn out by the time the 25th gets here. Some of you will have your decorations down before the sun, while the sun is still up tomorrow. Because we just want to go back to life as normal, don't we? We just want a little bit of peace and calm. And so some of you said, you know what? Church would be a great place to get some peace and calm. You know, I'm going to go to church tonight, and we'll actually be able to sit and sing some Christmas carols and, you know, hear about Jesus and watch a guy run down the aisle, have Holy Communion, and we'll be able to celebrate, and we'll be able to relax a little bit. an exhale. So y'all go ahead and do that. Just have a nice exhale. Because now the running's over, right? Wrong. Did you hear the gospel reading? Did you hear the readings? I mean, it starts with the hustle and bustle going on in Bethlehem, right? So Caesar Augustus called for a census while Quirinius was high priest. By the way, great pronunciation tonight, Perry. Very good. That's a tough one. And so all were going to their hometowns to be registered. And Joseph, being a child of David, came to Bethlehem with his pregnant wife, Mary. And so you can imagine the hustle and bustle of all these people moved, coming into town and traveling. And you know that Mary, being pregnant, was running to the bathroom every 5 minutes on the way. And so then they get there, and then they're running around trying to find a place to stay. But everywhere is full. Everywhere is packed. But finally somebody says, you know what? For you, ma'am, we have a barn. Oh, how nice of you. Mighty Christian, right? So here she goes out to the barn, this pregnant lady, and while she's there, she gives birth to a son. Nice and calm and serene. You know, just like all the pictures of Jesus' birth, that's how we sing about it, right? Any of you actually ever been to a childbirth? I promise you it was not calm and serene. They didn't have epidurals 2,000 years ago. And so everything about this entire event is just wild and crazy until you finally get to the shepherds. Now here's some guys just chilling in a field, beautifully looking up at the stars. It's wonderful. And then all of a sudden, angels appear out of nowhere. And you better believe that Christmas is about running, because their first response was probably to just turn tail and run. Be mine. And then the angel said, no, don't be afraid. We bring you good tidings of great joy. For in the city of David is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And you will find him wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And then the whole host of angels, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill to all. Craziness, right? And so how did the shepherds respond? They hurried. They ran. They couldn't just hold it in. They couldn't be like, oh, that was cool. Did you hear that? Baby was born. No, they got up. They ran. They were too excited. You know, they were running to the gift. Just like we did when we were children. Just like many of us still do now. We were doing that Savior sprint right down the middle to find the Christ child. That's the excitement. That's the joy of Christmas. But the thing is, we're really ready for this to calm down, aren't we? Aren't we ready for this season to be over so we can stop running? Well, running a different way, right? Because running back and forth isn't just Christmas. That's become a way of life. You know, I mean, if you've got children, you're running to dance and to football practice and baseball and soccer and lacrosse and cheerleading and to school. And then you're riding to work. And then you retired people. Remember, you're supposed to slow down. Yeah, right. I know too many of you for that. There's meetings and clubs, and we're always going this way and that way and this way and that way. And let's be honest, aren't we all just exhausted? And you know why? Because we're running, and we're running in the wrong direction. We're running at things that we want to make us whole, maybe things that will complete us, maybe make us feel good about who we are or what we're doing. But the truth is, they leave us just as empty as they did before. And so we look at our messed up world, and where do we run? We run to the government. Oh, they'll fix it. Or we look at our messed up lives. Well, you know what? I got money. Money will fix that. We look at we're home and we're all alone. So we run to a relationship or run to this place or to that place. We run to a bar, to a pack of cigarettes. We run wherever we can to just ease some stress. We're running all kinds of places, but we're running in the wrong direction. Christmas is all about running. But you see, it's not about our running. It's about the fact that we have a God that came running to us. We heard about the shepherds running and the angels appearing and all the hustle and bustle. But the reality is the joy, the peace, the grace that comes in Christmas is the fact that God came running to us. Us fallen, broken sinners. We who are constantly running the wrong way, looking for peace, joy, and happiness anywhere but where it is. God comes to our brokenness through that little baby in a manger. That's what Christmas is all about. It's that Christ comes to us. God runs to you and me. That's what it's all about, folks. We have a God that loves us so much that He came to us. He became one of us. So much so that He died for us fallen, broken sinners, gave His life on the cross, and was raised from the dead. And so through Him, we have life and life eternal. Christmas is about the fact that God became human and lived among us. He became man, just like you and me. He walked this earth just like you and me. But He did it for you and me. Folks, we're always running this way and that way, trying to get ahead in life. And the whole time we have a God that is running right towards us. The one who wants to bring us that peace, that wholeness, that health, that happiness, that joy that we're so in search of. Because at the end of this season, we're going to walk away from here and we're going to say, okay, well, that was a nice Christmas service. You know, He ran in there. That was great. I'll try to remember that for next year. And, you know, the candle thing was cool and great choir. But what difference does it really make? And the next thing we know, we're going to be running here, there, and everywhere all over again. But in our scripture lesson tonight, we hear about those shepherds. And when they returned, it said they returned glorifying and praising God. And now in English, it just sounds like, well, that's what they did when they got back. But in the original language, it signifies that it's something that was their norm. It changed their entire way of life. And see, my friends, that's what we're going for here tonight. This isn't just another Christmas. This just isn't something that happened 2,000 years ago. It's just not a random baby in a manger. It's the fact that God runs to us, and that changes everything. That changes the world, but it changes you and me. It's not something that we can just go home and forget about. It's not something that just won't matter tomorrow. It will matter tomorrow and the next day and forever. Because God became human, you and I have life and life eternal. It all starts here, right now. It's time to stop running and be grabbed by the one who's been running after you since before you were born. It's time to be grabbed by the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Now that, my friends, is not just something that we celebrate at Christmas. It's something that we celebrate forever, no matter how fast we're running. Amen.